This show is brought to you by ERN. Find us online at ernlive.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host. And, you know, it's just so inspiring to hear that women, they've got that extra hour a week that they can volunteer. They've got that, you know, those resources to make a difference in communities. And to that point, you know, following up on that last story, I want to talk to you about something that we have an article on workingmother.com. And it's called Why Are Working Families Still Hungry in America? And here to talk to us about it today is one of our fearless leaders, our executive editor, Barbara Trevette. Thanks so much for being here today, Barbara.
Hi, Bettina. I'm so happy to be here to talk about a subject that I am utterly passionate about.
It's that passion and drive and conviction for what we believe in as women that really does drive change and make things happen. So I want to talk about what is your history with this particular subject matter, Barbara, and why is it so important to you?
Okay, that's a very good question. Some years ago, I went to a press screening of a film called A Place at the Table. And that film, connected to that film, which was directed and produced, I believe, by Tom Colicchio's wife, Lori Sugarbush, who is a director, that film was all about hunger in America and how families are food insecure and don't have enough to eat on a regular basis. And I was so taken by this film, which also, by the way, was partly showing the work of an organization called No Kid Hungry. I was so taken by the film and the truth of it and the absolute horror of it, the fact that 16 million children in our country don't get enough to eat on a regular basis, the fact that we have a powerful government and we're one of the richest countries in the world, and so many kids don't get breakfast, don't get lunch, don't know where their next meal is coming from, and so many working families also are in this situation. Well, that just triggered it for me. So I immediately, via Working Mother, well, first of all, I started donating to No Kid Hungry personally on my own. And then via Working Mother, as of course I was working here at the time, I contacted them and had a meeting with them and set up a partnership with them where we've been a content partner and we've been putting out editorial around this topic for a few years now, and we also have been talking about it at our conferences, and we sometimes raise money here at the office and send it to them, because this organization, No Kid Hungry, has been around for a long time, and in the past, say, 10, 15, 20 years, they've been working on child hunger and really getting things done. They've been putting meals in classrooms in the morning, breakfast, so that kids who can't afford breakfast and get free breakfast at school, instead of them having to show up early and be stigmatized by, well, were the poor kids eating breakfast before school starts, they're putting breakfast in the classroom for all kids so that there's no stigma. All kids are eating breakfast at school at the same time. And even kids who had breakfast at home, if they eat it again, it doesn't hurt them at all physically. There's been a lot of research on this problem in America. We know that there are SNAP benefits, which, you know, formerly called food stamps, but SNAP benefits have been cut in this country. This has been an escalating problem rather than a diminishing one since the 70s, and it's really aggravating to me. And I hope it's aggravating to working mothers all over this country, because it drives me crazy.
Absolutely. I can see why it drives you crazy, because it's very frustrating. You know, on one hand, I can't tell you how many shows and how many people I talk to about the issue of childhood obesity and the fact that that's, you know, rampant in this country, and how few times I hear anything about child hunger and the fact that, you know, millions, I mean, we're not just talking about 2 million kids, 16 million, 17 million kids.
Who are food insecure. One out of five children in the United States are food insecure.
That's insanity. I mean, with the
one out of five. That means if you look in your neighborhood,
goes to this country. Finish that thought.
You look in your neighborhood, or you go to your child's school, and they are friends with kids that are hungry, and there's probably a kid on your block in your neighborhood who doesn't know where they're going to get their lunch from, especially in the summer when there's no school programs going on.
This is unbelievable.
Sad. It's really, really sad.
When we come back from the break, we're going to talk more about this and what we can do to fight this, and you know, and hear more about some people's stories and what they're dealing with in this country, because it's very real. And I feel as though this is something that is not discussed enough at all. And we as mothers have a responsibility to really look at this and ask ourselves, how can I help? So we'll be right back after this. I'm Bettina Bush, your host. You're listening to Working Mother Radio.
This show is presented in part by Subaru. Love. It's what makes Subaru a Subaru. We'll be right back.